chapter 3. For there are some who, in guile and wickedness, have a way of bearing about the name, while behaving in a way unworthy of God. Such men you must shun as you would wild beasts, for they are rabid dogs who bite when you are not on your guard. Of these you must beware, for these men are hard to heal. There is one physician active, fleshly and spiritual, begotten and yet unbegotten, God in flesh, true life in death, and son of Miriam and of God, first able to suffer and then unable to suffer, Jesus the Anointed One, our Lord. Therefore, let no one deceive you, as indeed you are not deceived, having been wholly given to God. For as long as no lust within you has an established power to torment you, you are certainly living according to God. And as a cheap sacrifice in your stead, I offer myself for you, Ephesians, for your assembly, which will be remembered in every age. Those who are fleshly can no more do spiritual things than those who are spiritual can do fleshly things. Nor can the faith do the things of infidelity, nor infidelity the things of the faith. But even those things which you do according to the flesh are spiritual. For all of you do everything in Jesus the Anointed One. But I have learned that some strangers holding evil teaching have passed your way, but that you have not allowed them to sow their seed among you, and have stopped your ears, lest you should receive what they sowed. You are stones of the Father's inner sanctum, made ready for the building of God the Father, lifted up to the heights by the crane of Jesus the Anointed One, which is a cross and a rope of the Holy Spirit. Now your faith has drawn you up. Now love has been the road leading to God. Therefore, you are all fellow pilgrims, bearers of a God, and bearers of an inner sanctum, bearers of an anointed one, bearers of holiness, adorned with the instructions of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. And with this letter, I am able to partake in your festivity, to be of your company, and to share in the joy that comes from knowing that, according to another way of life, you love nothing but God alone. And so, pray without ceasing on behalf of all other men, for there is hope for them to have a mind change, and that they may attain God. Therefore, give them a chance to be taught, at least by the way you behave. When they are angry with you, be meek. Answer their words of pride by your humble-mindedness, their revilements by your prayers, their error by your steadfastness in the faith, their cruelty by your gentleness. Let us not be in a hurry to imitate their conduct, but let us be found as their brothers in sweet reasonableness. But let us be eager to imitate the Lord, striving to be the first in bearing acts of unrighteousness, in suffering loss, in being despised, so that no weed of the slanderer may be found among you. Instead, in perfect purity and temperance, may you abide in Jesus the Anointed One, both fleshly and spiritually.